you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's a Monday morning here on the Joe and Alex Show, and that means we're going to bring you some good news, some good stories, enough negative crap out there to last you for days. So let's kick it off this morning with one of the greatest shows of all time, and that would be The Price is Right. 70-year-old retired teacher, he completed his bucket list by being on The Price is Right. Aww. His goal was simply that. Bruce, he's a Spanish teacher, or was at Union Catholic Regional High School for 35 years, and he got called down on the show. Come on down! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. And yeah, he wore a custom t-shirt, which actually looked pretty cool. Some of the t-shirts on The Price is Right, not so much. But this one, I like it. It was a custom shirt showing his bucket list. And he actually had some of the ones that he had done. He said, I wanted to go skydiving. He had that checked off. Run with the bulls. He had that checked off. This guy's insane, by the way. Visit Antarctica. He had that checked off. And then, yep.
Wow.
Drew Carey checked off be on The Price is Right. And this guy ended up going on to win the show. Like that day.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah, by the end of it, he won a new car, a final showcase valued at nearly 50 grand with a second car, two trips to Bali in Indonesia and New Orleans, home DJ equipment. Poor chap, you should have been on the show. And designer shoes and an outdoor patio set. How dope is that?
Nice.
That's incredible.
Oh my God. Have you guys ever dreamed about being on a show? Because he always dreamed of being on The Price is Right. Like for me, I think I would love to be, and I'd be terrible at it, I'd love to be either on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but I'd probably get the first question wrong.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
But back in the day when Regis hosted it, Regis Philbin was the man. All right, who's got something else? Who's got some motivation today?
All right, so this 9-year-old girl is working hard to make sure that none of her classmates miss a birthday celebration. Her name is Bella Smith. She's a third grader in Kentucky, and she launched something called Bella's Boxes. She started this project after a fellow student told her that his family couldn't afford to have a party for him. And so she ended up getting these little boxes together that basically is like a donation of balloons, cake mix, and all these other party supplies. She packs them up for all of her students at her fellow elementary school, and then she gives them to them so that she they don't like go without things that they would need to have a birthday.
That is incredible that a kid that young thinks about everyone else.
I know, and she's packed 65 of these just this year.
Dang! Holy crap, I gotta be honest, I don't think I care about my classmates that much. That's impressive right there.
That is your Monday Motivation Stories.
Okay. Thank you so much, Alex. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.